Syracuse MP3 Experiment 2010. Hello again. This is your old friend, Gary. Thanks for joining us in Columbus Circle in downtown Syracuse, New York. Just like always, old Gary will be your guide today. Just follow my instructions and you'll have a great time. You can trust me. Come on, it's Gary. I've never done you wrong before. You should be in an area where you can clearly see the face of the towering statue of Columbus. Can you see the face of Columbus? Please stand still and stare only at the face of Columbus. If you are standing perfectly still and staring at the face of Columbus, then nod your head right now and say, yes. Great. I'm glad to see so many people are with us today. I'm even more glad that everyone remembered their umbrellas. I hope that you're not feeling self-conscious about bringing an umbrella on a day like this. Well, I can assure you that your umbrella will prove to be a useful prop for this afternoon. I can't tell you what it's for right now, though. It's a secret. Shh! It's a secret! But it's going to be awesome. I promise. And a promise from Gary is like a promise from someone who never ever breaks a promise. If you like awesome things, then look at the face of Columbus, nod your head, and say, I like awesome things. Hey man, me too. Who doesn't like awesome things? Today you'll be making something awesome. In fact, a bunch of us are going to make some things awesome. Look around you. Can you tell who will be creating this awesomeness with you today? Is that guy participating in the experiment, or does he just have an umbrella? Did she forget to bring an umbrella? Is that person listening to something else? Point your right finger at the face of Columbus. Nice pointing. Keep pointing your finger at Columbus's face. Look around. I bet now you can tell who is participating. You can stop pointing now. Wave at a person you did not come with that is participating in our experiment today. Give them a great big smile. You can stop waving and smiling now. Okay, give some other participant a thumbs up. That's right, looking good. You can stop thumbs upping now. Everyone is doing a great job. Let's get ready for some more great job, people. When I count to three, take a deep breath in and let it out slowly. One, two, three, in. Now out slowly. One more time. When I count to three, take a deep breath in and let it out slowly. One, two, three, in. Now out slowly. Just relax. One more time. When I count to three, take in a deep breath and let it out slowly. One, two, three, in. Now out slowly. I hope you're feeling relaxed. Relaxed, alert, and carrying an umbrella? Now you're ready to create something great. There may be people around you that are not involved with our experiment. Look around and find a person who does not have headphones on. This person should be a stranger to you. Explain to this person that you are carrying your umbrella because of the rain. Once you have done this, open up your umbrella and hold it above your head, standing perfectly still. When the music starts, you will have 30 seconds to complete this task. Seconds. 10 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Good job. You now should be holding your umbrella above your head and standing perfectly still. Don't worry, you won't have to stay like this too much longer. Okay, let's move on. I'm just messing with you. In the northeast section of this area, behind Columbus, you will see an apple dancing. When the music starts, please make your way towards the apple. Keep your umbrella up in the air. You should now be making your way toward the apple in the northeast area. See him dancing? Go to him, holding your umbrella up in the air. You have 45 seconds to get there. When you arrive, make an audience around the apple and close your umbrella. Okay, you should now be around the apple with your umbrella closed. As the apple stops dancing, you'll notice that this apple is a real bad apple. You can totally tell, right? Everybody shake their finger disapprovingly at this obviously bad apple. Hey buddy, not that finger. This apple is really bad, everyone. He should stop being so defensive. It's totally obvious that he's a bad apple. But any apple is due a trial. Follow the bad apple to meet with the lobster judge at the courthouse. That's right, follow the bad apple into the court of the lobster judge. While on your way, I'll recite a list of the charges against the bad apple so you know that he's a really bad dude. Lying, cheating, stealing, rioting, cajoling, whining, vomiting, beckoning, spitting, defenestrating, smelling, argumenting, defibrillating. I mean, the list goes on and on. Point your unopened umbrella at the bad apple as you walk. Let your pointing umbrella indicate your intolerance for his crimes. Gather in front of the lobster judge and the bad apple. Spread out and try to fill up as much of the space as possible. Everyone, open up your umbrella and turn and face the lobster judge. Okay, great. At this point, you should have your umbrella up and be facing the lobster judge. Lean your umbrella to the left. Good. Lean your umbrella to the right. Excellent. Hold your umbrella straight up. Great. Left. Good. Right. Excellent. Straight. Great. Left. Right. Straight. Awesome. Left. Right. Left. Gotcha. Hold your umbrella straight up. Make sure your umbrella is open. Good. Slowly lean your umbrella to the left. Nice. Slowly right. Slowly now. Slowly straight. Alright, now close your umbrella as quickly as possible. Everyone should now have their umbrella closed. Great job, everybody. The lobster judge has decreed that you will be the jury to decide the guilt or innocence of the bad apple. Turn and face away from the lobster judge. We're going to put it to a vote. Here's how. When I count to three, if you are convinced that the bad apple is guilty, then open your umbrella as quickly as possible. One, two, three. Wait, did everyone open their umbrellas? I don't think that was a unanimous decision. That person obviously didn't open their umbrella. Okay, close your umbrella as quickly as possible. Everyone's umbrellas should now be closed. I'll have to ask that question again. If you are absolutely 100% convinced that this bad apple is guilty as charged, even without any evidence presented against them, then, on the count of three, open your umbrellas as quickly as possible. One, two, three. That definitely wasn't everybody. Let's do it again. Close up your umbrella if you opened it. Everyone's umbrellas should now be closed. I'll ask the question yet again. If you think that the bad apple is guilty as charged, despite the charges being ridiculous and complete lack of any and all evidence, if you are 100% sure beyond a shadow of a reasonable doubt that this is a bad apple, if you think that you can say absolutely, with only knowing this apple for a few minutes, that this apple is guilty, then open your umbrella when I count to three. One, two, three. What an interesting turn of events. Okay, close your umbrella, or keep it closed, and turn and face the lobster judge again. The lobster judge has decreed, by your voting, the apple is... Wait! Look behind you. There is a polar bear wearing a sign that says, "I did it." The polar bear is the one who was guilty all along. He admits his guilt before the lobster judge. Everyone, open up your umbrellas and allow the polar bear to make his way to the lobster judge. The judge has decreed that the apple is not bad at all and is free to go. He's actually a good apple. Twirl your open umbrella over your head and shout, "Hooray!" Keep on twirling and shouting, "Hooray!" Okay, great. You can stop shouting. I said you can stop shouting! Nice enthusiasm, though, dude. Everyone, please close your umbrella. The apple has decided that he will celebrate his freedom by competing in a triathlon. What better way to show an appreciation of justice other than by swimming, running, and then bicycling? Let's join the apple in his race. Let's do it for justice! Everyone follow the apple while pretending to swim. What's your favorite stroke? Mine's the butterfly. Look at that guy doing the backstroke. Nice, doggy paddle. I didn't think of that one. Nice swimming, everyone. You can stop swimming now. Make sure your shoes are tied, because now we've come to the next leg of the course in the triathlon. This is the running part of the race. But we're not actually going to run anywhere fast. We're going to run in slow motion. When the music starts, everyone start running with the most strenuous, tired, serious race faces possible. Pace yourselves. Okay, go! Wow, you look like you're really running in a triathlon. You can do it! Go for it! You're more than halfway there! Okay, you can stop running now. Now it's time for the last stretch of the triathlon, the bicycle race. When the music starts, Follow the apple while pretending to ride a bike. Hold your closed umbrella as your handlebars. Looking good. That's some great bike riding, everybody. Almost there. Just a little more biking to go. You made it! Congratulations for finishing a grueling triathlon. High fives all around. Give high fives to as many people as possible. Put her there.
High five.
Way to go.
Low five.
You were great.
Five.
Okay, you can stop high-fiving now. Look who is here. It's the Apple's longtime girlfriend. See them embrace? She's here to congratulate the Apple on finishing the triathlon. These apples have been a couple so long, everyone's been wondering when he'll pop the question. Wait a second. Oh man, he's proposing. Oh, I hope she says yes. Say yes, say yes, say yes. Everyone chant, say yes. Great chanting. Say yes, say yes. You can stop chanting. What will she say? That's the reaction we all wanted. She says yes. Open your umbrella and shout hooray. Okay, you can close your umbrella and stop shouting. The lobster judge is here to marry them right now. Oh man, I always get so emotional at weddings. Don't you? Don't be afraid to show your emotions. Let it out. Someone give a tissue to that lady. What a fantastic turn of events. These apples are newlyweds. You are here to celebrate their marriage. And what is a wedding reception without dancing the YMCA dance? At the actual YMCA. Let's all do the dance with the apples and the lobster judge. Come on, everyone knows this dance. I love that dance. Uh-oh, conga time! Please make a conga line behind the apples. Follow the apples as they lead you in a conga line to our next destination. See how many people you can get to join our line as we make our way to the next destination. While you guys conga for a little while, I'm going to take a little break. Gary's thirsty. Enjoy the jams, and I'll talk to you soon. Hello again. It's me, Gary. I'm back. This has been a lot of fun so far. I hope you're not too tired from that awesome conga line. Would you like a present? If you'd like a present, just say, "I love presents!" On the sidewalk, there is a pirate treasure box. Inside of the box is a little present for everyone. Presents! For everyone! Sidewalk chalk presents! Everyone grab a piece of sidewalk chalk from the box. If there isn't enough, split one with somebody. Draw a circle on the sidewalk with your chalk. That's a great circle. That one looks more like an ellipse than a circle, man. Nice try, though. That's a lot of circles. Now, draw a circle inside someone else's circle. Nice concentric circles, everyone. Draw a circle inside of someone else's circle that they drew inside of someone else's circle. Good job. Now draw a circle inside of someone else's circle that they drew inside of someone else's circle that they drew inside of someone else's circle. Excellent. Now draw a circle around someone else's circle that has been drawn inside of by someone else whose circle has in turn had a circle drawn inside of it by someone else. When the ghosts sleep, dust, the violence chases everything. Great. I'm glad there was no confusion there. From up above, all these concentric circles look like raindrops on a serene river. Let's pretend the sidewalk from here all the way to Washington Street is a river. Draw concentric circles of different sizes all the way down the sidewalk. Don't worry if some of them overlap. It just looks more like raindrops. Just did me some talking to the sun. And I said I didn't like the way he got things. Nice circles. With all of those raindrops, I'm sure you're glad you brought an umbrella. Raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. But there's one thing I know. The blues they send to meet me won't defeat me. It won't be. You'll notice that we've been joined by a pirate cow and a pirate tree. Yes, that's a tree. Please make an audience for our new friends. If you want, put your sidewalk chalk in a pile in front of our new friends. Now things are going to get a little trickier. We're going to separate into two different groups. All of the women, please form a group with the cow. All of the men, please form a group with the tree. Women, with the cow. Men, with the tree. Girls, with the cow. Boys, with the tree. Great. At this point, all of the females should be with the pirate cow, and all of the males should be with the pirate tree. It is important for me to tell you that you are now also a pirate. Pirate women, your captain is the pirate cow. Pirate men, your captain is the pirate tree. When the music starts, please use your unopened umbrella as a sword and pirate sword fight someone from the opposite faction as you cross the street towards the steps of City Hall. That's right. It's time for an epic gender/pirate battle. I want to hear your best pirate talk. Lots of R's and shiver me timbers and such. Let loose. You are a swashbuckling pirate. Your unopened umbrella is your sword. Are you ready to fight? Stand opposite your opposing pirates. Make sure you look like you're going to fight. Let's see some mean pirate faces. On the count of three, I want you to sword fight pirate style. Ready? Okay, but don't hurt each other now. We're just pretending we're pirates. Sword fight across the street to the steps in front of City Hall. Avast, ye mateys! 1, 2, 3! That's great pirate sword fighting. Yar! Yo ho ho! Scallywag! Argy bargy! There was a casualty in all of the sword fighting. It seems that Apple's bride was mortally wounded in the pirate battle. This is a truly sad occasion. Gather around the fallen Apple bride. The sadness of the occasion has shown the tree and the cow to understand that they have their differences, but in the end are pirates after all and should love each other and not fight. See them shaking hoof and branch? It is sad that it took the untimely demise of Apple's bride to make Cow and Tree see the error of their ways. Join Cow, Tree, and the heartbroken Apple husband and hoist Apple bride in the air. Follow the cardboard funeral jazz band and take Apple bride to her final resting spot. While walking, make sure to look as sad as possible. Doesn't the sadness of this situation just make you want to cry? Don't be afraid to express your emotions. Man, everybody looks so sad. Wait a second. I think I saw Apple Bride move. Look at Apple Bride. Gently put her down. Put down Apple Bride. She's moving. She's alive. She's okay. She was just stunned. She's dancing. Hooray! She's okay. Open your umbrella and smile at this good fortune. Laugh. Cheer. Twirl your umbrella and shout, hooray! Okay. You can stop cheering now. With your umbrella open, follow the cardboard funeral jazz band to our next destination. Celebrate by dancing and twirling your umbrella. This isn't the worst day ever, it's the best day ever. Dance! Hold up your open umbrella. Twirl it. Celebrate. Dance to the music. Okay, that's a lot of celebrating. You can stop now. We are now very close to our final destination for the afternoon. Everyone, please close your umbrellas. Great. We should now all have our umbrellas closed. In a moment, we are going to cross the street and find a place near the fountain. As we cross the street, use your unopened umbrella like an oar and act like you are rowing a boat. When the music starts, row your boat across the street and find a place around the fountain.
Row, row, row your boat gently down the street.
That's great rowing, everyone.
Merrily, 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 life is but a dream. Row, row, row your boat gently down the street.
That looks like a real canoe.
Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Nice rowboat. You're doing a great job. Remember, row until you find a place near the fountain. Alright, by now everyone should be somewhere around the fountain. The time has come for the end of this experiment. Right now, I would like everyone to get into a circular group. Not a ring, but a filled-in circular group.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
Come on, that's more of an ellipse than a circle. Let's really fill in the circle. Okay, that's a really good filled-in circle. Open your umbrella. Stand so that your open umbrellas are all packed together. I'm taking a satellite picture of all of you, and I want it to look like a giant dot from up in space. Great! Work together and make a giant dot with your umbrellas. Good job! Everyone around you supports you unconditionally. Now, keeping your umbrella open and up in the air, stand very still and enter into a peaceful and relaxed state of mind and body. Good. Just relax. Keep holding up your umbrella and close your eyes. Please follow these last few instructions. You are doing wonderfully. This afternoon has been a lot of fun. Relax. Everyone take in a deep breath. Let it out. Okay, deep breath again. Hold it. Let it out. One more time. In. Out. Good. Try to stay perfectly relaxed. Be calm. This is your time. I want you to imagine that you are a seed of a dandelion. You are one seed amongst millions of seeds in a field full of dandelions. The field of dandelions of which you are just one single seed is located on a speck of dust. That speck of dust lies on the wing of a bee. This bee's entire realm of existence lies within the confines of another speck of dust. This speck of dust is just a speck of dust on a seed of another dandelion. This dandelion lies in yet another field of dandelions. You are a seed on a small speck of dust, on a smaller speck of dust, on an even smaller speck of dust, on the seed of a dandelion that grows within the infinite universe of myriad fields that exist on even tinier specks of dust. Breathe in. Good. Breathe out. Wonderful. I forgot to tell you that I'm allergic to dandelions and dust. All this breathing in and out is making my allergies act up. If I sneeze, the wind will blow you away, out into the fine city of Syracuse, you floaty little seed. If I sneeze, act like you are floating and drifting away, all the while holding up your open umbrella. Float, spin, and drift away in all different directions until the music stops. That's if I sneeze. I might not, you never know. My allergies are unpredictable this time of year. At any rate, thanks for coming out to the 2010 Syracuse MP3 experiment. I hope you had as much fun as I did. That was really awesome. Until we meet again, this is Gary saying, ha, 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 achoo!
close.